Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ran, the ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain, we have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the bang.
Bang! What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here. Video Game Bang is back. It's November 13th. Can you believe the year is almost over?
Don't say those words.
Oh, it's another year of friendship for me and my best friend, Emma Skies.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Let me tell
this
you
is
about
an awkward
my
moment.
Best friend.
It's like really Dang. Awkward when you find out that somebody is like way more into you
I'm
than you are
I'm his best
into
friend,
them.
But he's not
Wow,
my
best don't
friend.
Flatter yourself. All right, don't flatter yourself that much. Come on. Also joining us on the show, she's become a staple. I love seeing her smiling face enter the VGB studio each week. Lexi, what's up?
Nothing much. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Trying to get this dog from New York that has a unicorn.
You are really into this unicorn dog.
Is the tail
Dude,
on its
you guys,
head?
Yes. Yeah. This okay. dog I like, want has a tail on his head. He is at a shelter in New York if y'all want to help me get there to
it's
get it.
It's a genetic freak.
I have a lot of questions about this
it dog. It has beauty inside.
This dog is probably in so much constant pain. It's probably just thinking, put me out of my misery.
It's probably it's just saying, bring me to my family.
What if its California. Front tail wags, too? And, more importantly, if the front tail wags and the back tail wags, do they wag in the same direction or they wag in different directions? See,
these are questions we'll never know the answer
but
to.
But we could know the answer.
But we could.
David Webb, you're back.
What's up, everybody?
You're all over the place.
All over the place.
You come back, you know, you got this tan, this new outlook on life, and then now the circle has been completed. You're wearing a trucker hat with Sierra Nevada on it, with a Volcom t-shirt. Did you raid your high school closet?
What pretty close. No, but you know what? This is kind of what I wore in high school. So trucker hats and skate shirts.
So is this midlife crisis? What brought
Real
this?
Real life crisis?
Yeah.
I like beer. And I found this cool store called Nordstrom's Rack that has t-shirts for like $12.
I can't believe Nordstrom Rack carries Volcom.
Same.
I mean.
What a hard time. What hard times has Nordstrom Rack fallen on?
Nordstrom's, the store, carries that stuff too, though.
What hard That's times the thing. Have they fallen on?
They've always carried that stuff. They've jacked up the prices, but they've always carried it.
It's hard to stay, you know, true to your roots and not sell out when there's just so much money out there.
I was on the show last week. I was on the show the week before, and I had a Volcom t-shirt on. I had a North Face hat and a Yeti cup, and my girlfriend said that I looked like a brand whore.
You're basic. That's what that is.
Yeah, it's basic.
You're basic.
You're basic.
Well, I'm glad you're back. It seems like you've been playing games again. Is that what I heard?
I played games. I played games again.
Hold on. Oh no, it's the What You Playing theme song. What you playing? All right.
Whenever you see that, it's like you're waiting for a round of applause from a studio audience that we don't have. It's the What You Playing theme song.
And you're definitely not going to get it from us.
That was, of course, the What You Playing theme song.
What happened to the other theme song? I thought we got new theme songs. So we go
Copyright
back.
Strike.
Well, you know, you brought back Retro David with high school. I figured we'd pull Retro VGB. Just
Retro
you.
Alpha David.
So let's start with you, Alpha David. You've been back to gaming.
Yes. I am now a tier 7 in Mario Kart.
not the one
no,
I think
Mario
we were
Kart
hoping.
Mobile.
No, yeah. No, no, honestly, though, hang on. I am a tier 10. I blame you, because okay. The last time you and I were on the show together, you told me about this Mario Kart mobile game.
Yes,
and I've been playing it since then.
Wait, it was her fault?
It was her fault.
It's my fault.
Because when he came back and talked about this game, we were roasting him pretty hard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember I was sitting here when he downloaded it.
Yeah.
He straight up.
I'm now tier 10. I keep jumping
Look
three
at
tiers
you.
At a time because I keep getting first place in all my...
I feel proud.
Is there a leaderboard or something? How are you doing on there?
The leaderboard is worldwide.
Yeah, so?
So I went down to the 200s, and I didn't see myself.
Dude, you're in the 200s, though?
Oh, no, he said he went down to the 200s, and he wasn't there, so he just gave up hope.
At that point.
Because if you're not in the top of 200, you're last.
Yeah. If you're at 200, you're last. Jay Marcus, yeah.
Yikes.
Anyway, no, in all seriousness, I did start playing The Outer Worlds.
Okay.
And I made adjustments to how I played for science, because I wanted to see how it would play differently than the way you guys played.
This conflicts me, because although I love getting the new knowledge, I'm sad you're not going to just experience the world the way you would want to.
So here's the thing. No. Because I was going, when you guys told me about the premise,
yeah,
I made the decision that I was going to do this anyway.
Okay.
But I definitely wanted to do it knowing that you guys didn't do it this way. And I feel like it was a mistake. So to recap, before I get into it, Corey, you in the Outer Worlds,
okay,
one of the first big decisions, you have to direct power either to a
village of homeless people.
Village of homeless people, the village people, for simplicity, or a corporate town USA.
Yeah.
Okay. The guy in the corporate town is like the one who leads it. It's kind of slimy. He's not really a good guy. And everybody in there is suffering. And it's like they're slaves and they're looked at as product. Like I was talking to other people. And, like, it even, like, as I was playing it, it furthered my decision of what I wanted to do. Because I would talk to somebody, I had to go collect the gravesite fees.
Oh, yeah.
And
that
they were talking
story.
About how, like, oh, yeah, it's destruction of property. It's technically vandalism to commit suicide. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
These are just numbers to these people.
Yep.
Thank law. Love that. That's
that was the weirdest thing, yeah.
They don't say God because, like, laws and the branding is their God.
That's
so they
their,
say, thank
yeah.
the law.
I did see, I did like the fact, one of the first people, the second person you come into contact with is the guy in the cave and he's injured and he's still singing, like, you know, you've tried the best, now try the rest. Spacer's choice. Like,
yeah.
He's still dying and he's still saying the catchphrase.
Exactly. Did you heal him or did you kill him?
I took his gun.
Okay. You left him alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that different than what you guys did?
No, I think it's about the same. I did heal him.
Oh.
Yeah, I made sure he was fine and
took his gun. And said, I'll be back for you. I actually forgot about him until this very moment.
Oh, poor Whoops. Guy.
Anyway.
Wow.
So you got to choose the decision where you're going to route the power.
Emma decided she was going to route the power to the city, but... Oh, you said
both
you were right to power
yeah,
to
both
city.
Of us.
Yeah. And then I killed him.
And then you killed the guy.
And then I convinced him that he was no good at his job and he left.
So...
With his lungs and everything intact.
I almost had to do pull an Emma, after all. I almost had to. I diverted power to the community.
Oh, sweet.
Because I went and talked to her, and she was saying how, you know, like, she kind of just like reiterated how bad it is there.
It's a great, yeah, you can easily make that decision in clear conscience with the facts.
So, I did feel bad when Pavarti was like, please, you know, like, it's full of good people still, and da da da. But I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, but they don't know, like, the good life that they could have outside. Like, I'm going to help them.
Yeah.
So, I go back and I talk to Adelaide. And one of the conversation trees, I'm talking to her, and she said something to the effect of, like, there's going to be a lot of people coming here now.
Yeah, because people are going to leave the populated city desperate for food.
And one of the response I chose was, you say that like that's a bad thing. And then she responds with, well, we have to keep all our community pure. And it it says something like, we can't have corporate loyalists like diluting our utopia.
Oh.
No, hang on though. The way she said it, I was like, oh my God, I just helped Nazis.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
That was my first, and I was like, oh, I just made a grave mistake. And then here's the thing. I don't know what it's like in if you divert to the city. But I went back there like two or three times, and she's just like, oh, yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome here. But like, that was it. There was no more conversation with her. I just gave, I saved her people nothing.
Did you go back to the other guy from the
city?
Yeah, what happened to the fucking town that you screwed over?
So I go back there. All the lights are like red. Like it's like generator power.
Wow.
It was daylight when I went there too, so it was probably less traumatic than
Why were they wasting tons of energy? That's so sad.
And so I go down there. So I go there, and he's down in the basement of the cannery. So I'm walking down the stairs. So I'm like, oh, shit. He's going to be pissed. He's going to be pissed. And he was. And he says something like, you know, just tell me one thing, why you do it. And I was like,
it's yeah. It's so dramatic.
Basically.
Just answer me one thing.
Why'd you do it? Why? Yeah. And my life was great until you, stranger, came into town. And, da, da, da. And I said something like, you know, well, you guys are slaves to the corporation, and I've freed you. And he goes, I didn't ask to be freed. This is my life. I put roots down. And I was like, oh, crap. I didn't think about it like that. Like, now I kind of feel bad. Okay. Like, what about the other families that put roots down and stuff like that?
Thank you.
And then he goes, well, good luck trying to get your power regulator. I've set guards all over to shoot you on sight.
Weird. So,
wow, so you had to fight your way out?
No, because I also boosted my charisma. And I had the intimidate feature. And I said, something to the effect of, like, you might want to rethink how this is going to play out. And then he goes, whoa, okay, all right, fine. Just
little did he know, you're a level one character who would have got fucked by all those guards.
Boom. I'm going to lie my ass off. See, make it till you make it.
I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum now, where I got max characters and max leveled out and everything and all the best gear.
Yeah.
So now I'm going through, and I'll just walk into an area. Like, before I log off, I'll go to the most populated area and just start shooting people and just level the entire city and then just load from a previous save
And you want to try and say I'm a psychopath? Oh,
I mean, it's a different save point. Like, they're not going
to
remember.
I had an active shooter training today at work, and that was one of the signs that they said we need to look out for.
You don't just normally do that?
I do have a comment about that later. No, I don't normally just go into a town and start shooting people. Like,
I did all the missions, so I got that achievement, and now I'm just sitting at the part before the last mission, just going around trying to do stuff. I think I've hit it. Now the only thing left for me to do is to sack up and do it on the most difficult, the highest difficulty, and try it again.
I put a save point right before I rerouted the power.
Oh, smart.
And then I started another save file, so I could go back to that and then start another save file. And because I want to see, because this game seems like it's super advanced, like things that you don't think of. Because here's the other science project that I did with this game. We talked about how the second person you meet or you interact with,
the guy in the cave,
Alex Hawthorne.
Oh yeah.
That you kill, right? And so because you guys told me his name, and then throughout the game you impersonate him, so you can either say hi, I'm, and then your name, or hi, I'm Captain Alex Hawthorne. So I was like, well, what happens if you name your character Alex Hawthorne? So I did.
What were the findings?
The findings, my good sir.
The scientific research.
Scientific research was, I don't have certain answers in the conversation tree.
Oh.
It just says.
So you're just Alex Hawthorne.
Alex Hawthorne. The one time when I wasn't Alex Hawthorne was when I was on the Groundbreaker, and you talked to the guy from the board who locked up your ship.
Yeah.
And he said, you're not Alex Hawthorne. I was like, oh, shit.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Clearly, in my save file, it says I'm Alex Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. I've always wanted to do this, but then I just don't when I play, like, Fallout games and stuff. Boosted my charisma. That's how I'm always going to play games now, because
you can talk your way to anything. Yeah.
I was not a match for the Marauders in the beginning, so I sent the freaking guard in to go weaken them. They died, and I came in and cleaned up the martyrs.
I think
the
Marauders they did. I think charisma might be a little overpowered in Outer Worlds. You could be in the most dire situations, especially when you're doing like the sneak missions. Later on, you'll find it's kind of hard to get through unnoticed. And when you get noticed, you can get noticed. And then I had like six options. I could bribe, intimidate, lie, persuade. I had all these things, and I would get out of it. So they'd say, hey, you're not supposed to be here. Lie. Oh, yes, I am. And they'll go, okay. And they'll just walk away. And then I walk 5 feet. Another guard looks at me, comes over. And he's like, hey, you're not supposed to be here. And I go,
you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah, then he gives me, here's 100 bits that says you never saw me. Okay. I walk into the next room. Hey, you're not supposed to. So I can literally just keep spamming like charisma things to get out. There is a certain amount of times where they'll turn on you.
Yeah.
But you're so good at talking, and it's so beyond relief that just some dirty guy in a, you know, I'm not a dirty guy. I have like the space captain suit and a giant top hat.
Okay.
But I'm not supposed to be there. All right. Yeah. So they just need to start shooting at me. It's, I don't, and I'm holding guns. So I don't know. I still love the game though.
Yeah. It's a good game. It's really fun to play.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
Let's go to Lexi. Cause it turns out that your game, it has something to do with a famous politician right now. You and AOC are both League of Legends fans. Both hit silver.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
What if you got in the queue and she was in your game?
It is quite possible.
She blurred out her tag.
She did, but
good for her.
Yeah,
good idea.
Good for her, but I'm just like, yo, we could be playing together.
What if you already have played with
her? I know. Isn't that crazy? Well, okay. So she's silver 4 now. Okay. I just got the silver 3, but all silvers play together, and then silvers and golds can play together. So that's pretty exciting because it's like, ooh, maybe we played together, you know, but now I'm disappointed because I don't know her name on there. So,
but we didn't even give any context. We just like went into what it is.
Oh, yeah. So,
that's true.
League.
AOC.
Yes.
She plays League of Legends.
She does.
On Twitter. Very proud of herself, just like Lexi last week. And says that she's a silver 4.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet
blew up. Riot, like, tweeted her. And she actually tweeted another tweet that was like, she thought this was, like, huge for her. And she's like, saw some other representative had got platinum. And League was like, yeah, silver's good, but platinum's just a little bit better.
It really explains why our country's so fucked up. They're all playing League of Legends and not doing their goddamn jobs.
I'm looking at her Twitter and she says, I thought it was cool making it to silver, but today I found out Representative Josh Harder is ranked platinum.
Dang.
And he is the, where are you? Oh, he's one of ours.
Is he one of ours?
He's a teacher in Modesto.
That's funny.
See, I was hoping
to represent the people of California District 10.
I was hoping it would be Dianne Feinstein.
And then he tweeted, Congress might work better if more battles were fought on the Summoner's Rift instead of committee hearings.
Dang. Oh, cool politician, Ward.
Oh, there we go. There we go. There's your happy politician news for today.
It's
that could
kind
of take your mind
tomorrow
off the impeachment
we'll see people
hearings.
Playing Fortnite as politicians?
No.
Please, no.
Yeah, never. I bet we will.
Never.
I bet Lindsey Graham plays Fortnite.
Probably. Probably plays lots of Fortnite. I don't know who Lindsey Graham is.
Oh. Mitch McConnell.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, that's one I know. That's one I know. No, but that's pretty cool. I mean, we're seeing this happen a lot more. Bernie Sanders has a Twitch account.
Oh,
yes, he does.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, and it was pretty brilliant.
As does Donald Trump, I believe.
Yeah, Donald Trump has one now, too.
What do they Twitch? What do they?
Why Trump, do you think everybody's moving to Mixer? Hey-oh!
Trump, it's a lot of that game Papers, Please.
That's horrible.
And here's the thing.
He's not.
He's great at it.
It's not. He's bullshit.
Hotel Tycoon.
Where he can actually win. You know?
Oh, my God.
No. He just goes bankrupt immediately. The game won't even start.
Plays Wolf.
Just blue screens.
The Bernie, what was smart was to get the attention, he went to like the stream of like a Summit 1G or some big streamer and started giving a bunch of subs away.
Hey.
And so everyone, it kept popping up on the screen.
What?
Bernie Sanders just subbed to Ninja or whatever. And then all the followers were like, what the hell?
There's some millennials on that marketing team.
Yeah. Went over to his channel and started watching him stream.
No, nah, it's Bernie.
I mean, it's cool. I like it. Hopefully you get into a match with her.
Yeah, we'll see. It's possible, but how would I know? That's the disappointing part. It's like, you don't know. But eventually, I'm sure, like, she'll just slip up and accidentally, like, say something and, like, chat or something to her duo. You know what I mean? And then I saw lots of people, like, tweeting, like, what if she was boosted? Essentially, like, someone else, like, a higher elo, like, gold or plat, trying to boost her up.
AOC's not boosted. She's not boosted.
But how do you know? Because you could actually check that information if you had her account name.
She'll be the one. You could tell which player she is because she'll be trying to pass laws to take the players with a lot of gold and give it to everybody evenly.
Dang.
Real
quick. You cannot do that.
I just realized in chat, Skipitosh said, who let Webb into Ashton Kutcher's closet?
Curtis.
The funny part is like that's who I kind of dressed like in high school, 100%. Trucker hat, long hair. Punk'd was really big at that time.
Damn.
Emma.
Emma Skies. I'm very excited about this one. That's why I saved you for last.
I'm excited to roast it.
I saved you for last. Let's go. How is Death Stranding?
I've been playing a lot of Death Stranding.
And?
You would hate it.
I would?
Like, I'm not even, like, I don't give a fuck if you're going to roast this game, because you would. You would not like this game. You would not have a good time.
Because it's bad, or what?
Because it's not your kind of game, but I
love it. Oh, my gosh. You don't know me?
When I'm not playing it, I'm thinking about it. Like,
really?
Can I talk about this game, please?
You have a problem.
All right, let's let her talk, David. Let's let her talk. Let's give her a chance.
You done? So.
It's it. No.
No, honestly, like, I really, really like it. It's definitely, it's, like, people come in and ask, you know, how the game is, and I say the same thing. I say it's a slow burn, intriguing story game, and if you're into that kind of thing, then you'll enjoy it, and you'll have a good time with it. But if you're looking for, like, a high-octane action-adventure, like, high combat, high fidelity, like, all these, you're not going to enjoy this game, because that's not what it is. But it's also not what it's trying to be, so it doesn't make it a bad game. So you two are both going to shit on it because it's not your kind of game.
No, I'm not going to shit on David. I'd like to recognize for the podcast listeners, David has raised his hand now. David?
Thank you, Representative Corey.
brought it back.
You mentioned in your statement an intriguing story.
Yes.
And yet, in a prior statement, before the show started, you said that you're 20 hours in and you don't know what's going on.
That was in relation to the Bridge Babies, which I fucking full stop don't really understand still. But here's the thing. This was...
Hang on. Are we just going to graze past Bridge Babies?
We already knew
what's
they were
a Bridge
that.
Baby?
I love how David's attacking this like that. We're in court right now.
I know.
Are you gonna hit me with an Alpha David to appear?
Oh, she brought David. That back.
Why is it called a Bridge Baby?
Because it bridges the gap between this side and this and the beach and the other side, quote unquote. So the Bridge Baby is what helps you to see the BTs, which are like the ghosty enemy things.
Okay.
Mm. So the Bridge Babies, you use the Bridge Baby to be able to see them and avoid them and or kill them.
Oh. Okay.
Never mind.
What?
I was going to ask, does the ghost things, can it like get to your baby? Like what happens if it gets close to your baby? Is it scared of the baby?
No, it's not scared of the baby. The baby has nothing to do with it.
Is the baby scared of the ghost?
Yeah, is it?
Actually, yeah. Like it gets really stressed out when you're near the BTs.
Oh, that's
and you have to.
How does the baby show stress?
It cries.
Okay.
Through your controller.
Oh.
Because the PS4 controller has a speaker in it.
What?
So the first time my baby started crying and my controller started screaming at me, I flipped.
Yeah, I would too.
This gets even worse. Emma Skies has a baby in her controller
now?
It
was bizarre. I was like, the controller's crying at me. What do I do? Stop. And then so...
That's exactly how I should react if an actual child was crying. The child is crying! What do I do?
Get the fuck away from me. Where's your parents?
You know, Kojima's going hard. He's going out there too because he's been hearing the same criticisms, which just because something is complicated doesn't make you smarter or more well-refined.
That's very true.
So this is what Kojima goes out there and says. He says, I must say that the game has received rave reviews, especially in Europe and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, the United States, however, we've had some stronger criticisms. Perhaps it is difficult game for... hold on, he says. Perhaps it is a difficult game to understand for a certain type of critic and audience. Americans are great fans for first-person shooters, and Death Stranding isn't one. It flies higher.
Whoa, so did he just call us dumb?
He just straight up called us dumb.
And he's not wrong. Wow. So the game is getting... He's not wrong. The game is getting really good reviews in like Japan and in most of Europe, but like in the US it has lower scores. In Australia it has lower scores. In a market that's used to more of like the high octane first person shooters, like very exciting, you know, but it also is getting some low reviews in those other places and it's getting some really high reviews here in the States. So it's kind of a hit and miss.
But
the thing that kills me about like the low reviews is a lot of time the poor reviews that I've seen almost seem to be knocking it for being a game that it's not trying to be.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's not fair.
It's not. Right. It's not like super. It's not super exciting. It's not or like they'll say it's not super exciting because you're not like fighting all the time or there's not combat all the time or this isn't like I don't get enough of this or it's, I don't get it. Like that's not what the game's trying to do or trying to be.
It's so, of its own. Let it be of its own.
It's super weird. Like there's a lot of people that just aren't gonna like it. Like it's not even a knock on you guys that this just wouldn't be a game that you would enjoy. Like I'm 20 hours into this game. and I couldn't fucking tell you what's going on. Like, to a certain extent, I still don't really know a lot of shit, but see, I'm okay with that.
That's okay, and but see, that would frustrate me because I would want to know, especially 20 hours in, I want to have a good understanding on the story. I want to be able to say, if somebody says, what's that game about? I want to be able to tell them more than I'm a delivery person who uses a baby to see ghosts.
So the thing that I was also talking about with other people that are asking me how it was is it gives you just enough information as you're going through. Like, you're getting just enough information to feel like you understand things, and you're like, okay, I get this. I get that. Like, I get this piece that you're giving me. You're giving this puzzle piece, and I understand that. Until somebody asks you to explain the whole thing, and you realize you have no fucking clue. Mm. But, like, you're getting enough info that you feel like you're getting further and further, and then you're like, there's still so much that I don't understand. Which, to me, is not a bad thing. Like, I am fine with that.
Do you think it will have an end?
It has an end.
Okay.
I have heard complaints that, like, you're just confused until you get, like, 35 hours in. Mm. Like, until you get to the end, you're just confused. And I'm like, I'm okay with that because it's super bizarre. The story is so weird. Some of it is so, so stupid. Like, the dumbest thing in the game to me is one of the antagonists is this gang, like, this group of people called Mules. Mm-hmm. And they're like a gang of people that go around stealing your deliveries and delivering them because they're addicted to deliveries.
Oh, that is.
And I'm like, that's the dumbest shit I have ever heard in my life. It's what? So stupid.
Yeah, that is.
They're like
done.
Addicted to making deliveries. Like, in this world, like in this United Cities of America, or it's not the United Cities anymore because they're all split, and that's what, like, you're trying to do. You're connecting the United Cities of America. So you're going city to city and bringing them back into the chiral network. And then once you have the chiral network, then you have access to a whole bunch of, like, more things. And you're basically walking from the eastern edge of the U.S. to the western edge of the U.S. to go get somebody and connect the network along the way.
Emma, you know what I think the problem is that because you're American, you don't understand
their addiction,
the complexity of the delivery addiction.
Yeah.
And here in America, we don't have that, but that's legit in other parts of the world, Emma.
You know, I think Kojima just smoked a lot of weed before
he made
this story.
It's just so weird. Like, that's the dumbest thing. Like, there are some really, really cool things. Like, the idea of the bridge baby is really interesting. The mechanic of it is good. It frustrates me because I hate babies. But, like, the mechanic of it
is... It's not a real baby, Emma.
I know, but it cries like a baby. It cries like a baby. And that's what
that's
what
gets me. What
do
you mean it cries
like
a baby?
No, like, it literally just starts crying.
It is a baby.
Like, when it gets stressed out, it cries, and I don't like it.
Are you okay?
And then you have to soothe the baby.
Oh, I've seen
soothe
this.
The baby.
Really?
So
you take
the baby off of your chest and you rock it, and you use your controller and you go like this, and you rock the baby until it's soothed
super
again,
interactive.
Until it's not stressed anymore.
Are these babies? Like, are they special babies? Are, like, born with the ability to bridge? Or are they, like, babies?
That's a good question.
That's a good question that I can't entirely answer. I can partially answer, but it's full of spoilers. So, like, the things that I won't say because they're big spoilers.
One of my favorite tweets, because, again, like with this game, the thing I was criticizing when we first saw it is the ladder mechanic,
got so hung up on the ladder. I think I've used my ladder, like,
three ladder,
times.
It wasn't the ladder.
You're only 20 hours in, Emma.
It wasn't the ladder as much. It was the ladder epitomized it because, you know, in this game, you use a ladder to go across a great distance. There's no bad guys around or anything, and it doesn't seem like there's a credible, like, there's no pressure, there's nothing, yet this guy takes, you know, his sweet ass time. He pulls out his ladder.
Johnny, you're so hung up on
this
ladder.
He eats a sandwich.
It takes
he extends the ladder, thinks, you know, sees a butterfly, gets distracted, then it was like 30 minutes watch this guy set up a ladder.
Yeah.
This is what Kojima's talking about when he's like, American critics don't understand this game because they think a half a second animation of somebody setting up a ladder takes 9 years.
Here's the thing, don't like to set up ladders myself.
Then
why don't
I use the fucking ladder? You don't have to use it. You're so hung up on this thing that doesn't
matter.
Okay,
wait. Here's the actual question. Would you play the game, Corey, if there was no ladder?
No, I'll play the game with the ladder. But here's the thing. Then I saw a perfect tweet from a mommy gamer who tweeted something like, yep, this is exactly what I wanted to do as a mom. Take a break from my kid. And she literally posted the whole 40-second clip of her soothing the baby. It's not like you just shake it back and forth 3 or 4 times.
Now you gotta rock it.
And the baby is soothed.
It has like a bar, and so if you let it get hella low, then it takes like 30 or 40 seconds.
Oh, that's what
do
I'm saying!
Like up there.
That is not a fun game mechanic that you look forward to. If it was like, okay, shake it real quick, and then the baby soothed, and then, you know.
Shaken baby syndrome? Really?
I mean, I.
Okay. Okay.
No defense.
When.
I rest, Your Honor.
Okay, so I know you said that there's not, like, action all the time and stuff like that. But
there is combat.
There is combat, okay. But in the gameplay that we saw, aside from the ladder, in the gameplay that we saw, and the gameplay that you showed me, the Twitch clip of you skateboarding on that thing.
Hilarious.
Okay. Is the majority of the game...
like that?
I'm trying to say this with a straight face, because it's a serious question. Is the majority of the game just you walking with boxes?
Yes.
Without interacting, without combat, without running across Sif?
No, because you do have to plan your route. So I've just gotten to a point where I have... That was really loud in my ears. I've just gotten to a point where I have a weather forecast, so I can see when the timefall is coming, which is the rain. And so the rain is timefall, and it ages anything it touches. So if you're out there, you're going to get fucked up, and all of your boxes are going to get fucked up. So you got to figure out how you're going to fix them, how you're going to get to where you're going without going through the rain. And usually when you're going through the rain, that means BTs are nearby. So you're figuring out, how am I going to A, avoid the BTs, or B, kill them? And then you're also trying to avoid mules, which are the ones that are going to come and try and kill you and steal your deliveries.
Okay, so walking through the fields that, like, you were showing me earlier, you could get attacked by mules.
Yes.
Or you could... Okay, so there is some...
Threat.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is a game about traveling. That's what I'm saying. Like, you guys wouldn't like this game. That's okay. I'm not trying to convince you that it's a good game, because you're not going to like it, and that's okay. But I have a really good time with this game.
That's good.
I am enjoying it. Like,
Emma, I'm happy.
When I'm not playing it, all I want to do is be like, I want to play it right now.
And you're not alone. Like, Emma's not in this circle. She is, but I've seen a lot of Twitter's movement. Even people I wouldn't have necessarily expected, like the guys at JoJo Have Fun.
Yeah,
you know, the stand-up comics.
It's a good game.
The ones who are wild, zero attention span, always just, you know, spazzing out. They're obsessed with this game, too. So it appeals to a lot of people. I'm glad you like it. I'm
it's
glad
a good
it
time.
I'll rent it from Redbox and try it for you, Emma. Because I'm not against it or for it.
So I will
I
say,
do want to try it.
You're going to have to buy it. Because 20 hours in, you still don't know what's going on. So Redbox, you're not going to be
I got to a point where, like, the first time I streamed it, I played 3.5 hours. And at the end of that 3.5 hours, like, I had to go to work, which is why I stopped streaming. But, like, I was like, I just got to a point where I feel like the game just started. 3.5 hours. And, like, I feel like the game finally started. Like, I've finally gotten into it. I've gotten past the tutorial. I was wrong. I was very wrong. It took me 12 hours to get to the point where I think the game, quote unquote, actually starts.
Wow. Jeez.
And, like, I still didn't, I didn't feel like I was still in the tutorial. But once I got out of it and I got access to, like, more things and I got. So basically when you get to chapter three, I don't remember which one it was. When you get to the next chapter and, like, a bunch of stuff unlocks and you have a bunch more abilities, I was like, have I been in the tutorial phase for 12 hours?
That's followed closely by the 10-hour tutorial in Red Dead Redemption 2 when you're in the snow for the
whole time. I tried Red Dead Redemption 2 and it felt like a tutorial and I hated it and I couldn't get past the 3-hour tutorial phase.
It's true.
This one, I was, like, actually enjoying playing the game and I didn't know I was in the tutorial until I got out of it and realized, oh, shit, that was all me just learning the game.
So, question, honesty time. Going through this game with as many hours as you have, with what you have of the storyline, if you get further to, like, the end of the game and there's just an awful ending, it's just a disappointing ending, will you feel like you have wasted a shitload of time?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because the only thing that I can think of that's like that was Far Cry 5. I spent a lot of time in that game. I had a lot of fun. The gameplay was really enjoyable. And then I got to the end, and the end was fucking garbage, and I hated it.
Yeah.
I still have fun playing the game, but it's a stupid thing that I wouldn't go back and play again because I know the ending sucks.
Yeah. Okay.
But, like, I still enjoyed my
game. Is it therapeutic? Because I feel like it's very therapeutic.
It definitely is. Like, it's definitely one of those that, like, you could sit there and just stare at your screen and just walk for hours and just be happy and be in a good mood. The one thing that I really wish this game had that it doesn't is a music player, because music plays a really big part in it. The soundtrack for this game is incredible. And so if you're, like, on a story mission and you have a great distance to go, then, like, the song title pops up on screen and you're just walking to this beautiful music.
Oh, that's cool.
It's, like, really nice, sort of, like, indie, like, sort of a feel, and it's really great. But I want to be able to play that whenever, because there's a lot of times when I'm doing side missions where I just smacked my face into the mic. You're doing side missions where, like, you're walking 3,000 meters, and I'm like, can I play it now? And you can't do that.
I will walk 3,000.
Man, right when I thought I couldn't, like, be less interested in this game, you drop indie music on
it. Yeah. I'm not saying. That's what I'm saying. That's why like I'm playing it and I'm like, Corey would not enjoy this game.
Okay, boomer.
This is not Corey's game.
Corey, what have you been playing?
I don't know. Guess I'm done.
Okay, so before we get into the news, I have a sort of a story that I want to talk about because it's referencing the Joker movie. We talked about a couple weeks ago.
I thought this was dead.
No, it's not. It was until today. Okay, so I mentioned earlier at work today they did a active shooter training, which is it's sad that we have to do this, but apparently that's something that we have to do now. And it was put on by the Department of Homeland Security. So an actual DHS agent came to one of our offices, and we all conferenced into that office, and he gave us this what to do in an active shooter scenario. It's stuff that I've seen before, the run, hide, fight thing, right?
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. Anyway, the nugget that I took away from this was he's talking about all the locations that they talk about where an active shooter could be and how there's never like, oh, this is a safe place now. You never learn about the safe places. It's always, these are the dangerous places. And one of the places was a movie theater, of course, which then he talks about how like the last movie he went and saw was The Joker. This is a direct quote. He said, the last movie I went and saw was The Joker movie, which by the way, is basically a tutorial for internal shooter incident on its own. I was like, what? A DHS agent is noticing the issues with the movie. That was crazy. It blew my mind. Anyway.
And you just saw Spider-Man.
I just saw Spider-Man. I can't believe Mysterio was bad the whole time. I thought they were going to make him good.
I really thought
that. There's no way. In the comic book, he's bad.
Yeah. Webb texts a group chat, and he's like, I knew Mysterio was going to be bad. And I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, I don't want to be a bitch about it. So like, I didn't say anything, but I was like, yeah. We all knew that he's fucking Mysterio.
But granted, I agree with his logic. Here's my logic. Where he's going with this.
Here's my logic. Before I saw the movie, I did have bits and pieces spoiled, so I knew that he was going to be from a different dimension. So I thought, okay, maybe he's coming from a dimension where in that dimension, Mysterio is good. Like maybe it's Mysterio's good and Spider-Man's bad in that dimension. I don't know, but he's coming from a dimension where it's good. And then that bar scene happens, which by the way, that was a red flag for me. Everyone talks about like in The Sixth Sense when it's like, oh, I knew what was going on when she wasn't talking to him in the restaurant. Why was nobody looking at them saying, you guys are just the ones that saved us?
Yeah.
In the bar.
Yeah,
David, so. That's the point.
Yeah, David, welcome
it's
to things.
Supposed to set you off.
Well, I
David,
I didn't know. Anyway,
welcome to things we were all talking about like 6 months ago.
Welcome to the future.
So Skipitosh raises a good point. So that was one of the things I kept hearing about this movie is...
Hold on. I just love how you're pissed off about stuff that's so old. That's like me coming on the show and being like, you know Milli Vanilli was lip-syncing that whole fucking time, guys? Like, what the fuck?
I would have been happy to have a conversation about this 8 months ago.
Well, you're having one now. Here's the thing. And Skipitosh chat just... No, I wasn't listening, Skip, because I didn't want the movie to be ruined. In chat, he's saying he wasn't from the different dimension, though. That's the thing that disappointed me the most about this movie, is I thought that because he is now from a different dimension, they're opening up the multiverse in this, so we're going to have a lot of options, and maybe that's how we get Fantastic Four, and we get X-Men, because they're coming from a different dimension. But is that part of the lie?
Yes!
There is no, that's so disappointing to me!
Did you see Endgame?
No, I saw Endgame.
Okay.
So you understand what happens with the multiverse through that, right? Because that's the whole like next phase of Marvel.
He wasn't
paying attention.
I told you he's too pure.
What's up?
News. All right, that was the news theme song.
Oh, sweet summer child.
We need to get as far away from this topic of old movies as we can. Let's start with a positive. Let's start with a positive note. Rick and Morty is back.
Yay! Yeah.
Did everybody get a chance to watch it? What'd they think?
It was really good.
I liked it.
No spoilers, I haven't
you,
seen
you
it.
You saw it?
I saw it, yeah.
Okay, so these two haven't seen it.
Oh, they guys haven't seen it? What's wrong with you? It's Rick and Morty.
I've been watching
it. I don't have the channel.
Just go on adultswim.com.
Is it free?
Yeah, I think so.
I think they make the first one free. First one's always free.
Like, you have to have an account, but it's a free account.
Oh.
So what'd you think, Emma?
It was really funny. I liked it. It felt very Rick and Morty. I liked it. Got very meta at the end, and I liked where they went with it, where he was like the whole thing was about us. Like, sometimes we're going to do adventures that are like things that you like, and sometimes we're going to do new stuff, and sometimes it's going to be like,
oh, I went back to that, to the beginning.
Yeah. And it was like, from a lot of, cause a lot of people will bitch about like, oh, this doesn't feel like what you just did. You didn't do the same thing over again. That's what I wanted. And they're like, sometimes we're going to do the same stuff, and sometimes we're going to do different stuff, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It was fucking deal with it, cause it's what we're giving you.
Super self-aware, like it always is. It was kind of refreshing because it's been gone for so long. And when you watch it, like halfway through, I was like, man, I really miss this show. What good writing. Yeah. Like, it gave you the feeling of like, because you're tentative when it's been gone for so long. Did things change? You know, now they got 70 episodes.
Well, we're only getting like 4 episodes this season, aren't we?
Yeah, this first stupid season like is that. Super short. Yeah. So
I think they've already planned out like 8 episodes, but they're like, yeah, they're doing it in mini sections.
Which is stupid. I'm like, how long? It's a half hour episode, please. Come on.
Yeah, as long as they don't make us wait another 4 years, I'm cool. Like, I wasn't God even damn. Expecting these ones to come out that soon. But, yeah, now halfway through, it's just like, man, this is a good show. So I think if you're a fan of the series, you won't be disappointed. You should definitely check it out. Next bit of news, Sonic has been fixed, everybody. Did you guys see the new trailer for this one?
I saw it, and it still looked weird. But I didn't realize how bad it was before.
Until you saw a better side-by-side version.
It wasn't just the song.
It jarred me.
It wasn't
the entire trailer.
The whole trailer. Like, the movie. The new trailer was... I'll say, this movie still looks like garbage. This movie's going to be stupid-ass shit. Like, it looks bad. What it's going up against was so bad that this can only be a good thing. I was like, you know what? You know, that's actually not half bad. Yeah. Good for it. Because what it came from was so bad. It still looks like a dumb movie.
The first one that came out, though, when they set it to Gangster's Paradise,
so weird.
They gave it kind of like a dark, like feel, like grittier, and it was totally shot by like Sonic. An old timey like commercial guy.
Yeah,
nothing fit. This one, they played it up like the comedy it's fucking supposed to be. It's supposed to be a kids movie. I didn't expect
exactly
it
like to, it's not for me.
Yeah,
like,
it's not for us.
Doesn't matter.
It's not for old people. It's for
I will
kids.
Say Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik is like a good choice because he's funny, but he's not. He's just Jim Carrey. It's just Jim Carrey in a mustache being Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey is always Jim Carrey.
This is
in
the
this
same
scenario.
This is like it's like he could be the Riddler again. Like it's the same character. He plays this if he's playing a villain. He plays the same character.
Yeah, in every movie he's always trying to find pets.
That is very true. Like Ace Ventura.
There we go. Thank you. I'll be here all night, guys.
I think they went with Supersonic, so they went with the same era of music. They did the Supersonic thing. Mm-hmm. And
but it fit the tone better.
Yeah. What a difference. You know, I kind of was thinking, the marketer in me is, what if this whole thing
I've heard that a lot.
Was an architectural plan to make it feel... Because it feels... We all feel good because we feel like we helped make it happen.
Yeah.
How often when everyone bitches That's about something on the internet does something actually change?
That's very true.
I feel like, though, marketing like, that doesn't make... That's conspiracy theory doesn't make a whole lot of sense because how do you convince who's making this movie? Like Paramount, fucking Warner Brothers, who do we know?
I don't know.
Yeah. Whoever's how do you convince the studio head, like, hey, we're gonna release this piece of garbage and make everybody really mad, but don't worry. It's so that
But I mean
six
I feel
months,
like they could do it though. They could actually come especially in these times. I feel like it's possible.
Well, okay,
like,
let's say
I don't think you could ever convince the studio heads that that's a thing to do though.
Okay.
Like the people with the money aren't gonna
I feel like
let
they could
that.
Have recorded two trailers. So I feel like they could have done that because I could see someone actually making two trailers and being like, let's just test the waters on this first one, see how it goes, but actually know like I think they'll like this one better, but let's just try this one. Because I mean, think about it, we do this every day, even as social media marketers, PR, like we do this every day. We're
here's
our picture. Like, okay, they don't like that style. Let's try this one because we do have this one and we made, you know, so
I think once
like
you get to that scale, though, like that becomes less of a thing that you're willing to test. Like when it's hundreds of millions of dollars on the line.
What I think is way more realistic is that there were some people in charge of marketing who shouldn't have been for this movie, made a lot of terrible decisions from top to bottom on what this character was going to look like and the tone that they were going to go for in the trailer. It fucking really backfired on them. And then someone, probably a millennial, said, like, how do we fix this shit? Mm-hmm. Let's we got to do it. We just got to, let's answer the internet's call and make it look like everybody wants it to, and cut this badass trailer how it's supposed to look. And then it went so perfectly that public opinion, like we were saying, we were all the ones complaining. And now that it's fixed, we kind of feel like, hey,
I'm still not going to see
it. Our voice was heard. Yeah, I'm not going
to
see it either.
But I also feel like they tried to copy Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Pokemon was legit. It like looked aesthetically pleasing. Like it looked like, oh, yeah, we're real life Pokemon, you know. So
I think we're all kind of rooting like for the Sonic movie now a little bit more. Even though we may not go see it, we're all like, hey, you know, they made the change.
I'm probably going to go see it.
Props.
I'm going to see it on the $5 Tuesday. But
if it has Amy, I'll go see it.
I think.
But what if Knuckles is in it?
Ooh.
I don't think there was a conspiracy, but I wouldn't put it past the company or other movie companies to think like, this is actually a strategy.
Right. So, like in the future.
In the future. I think this was.
Because this was an accident that turned out interesting.
Yeah, that's what I think. The next thing we got is the Disney Plus launch. It's finally
here. Which was
here.
Completely smooth and had no issues, and I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Bruh.
Which is crazy.
Bruh.
I didn't know there were any problems with it until you said that you couldn't get in.
Dude, we tried to watch Mandalorian and could not. Got the error message like 5 times. But granted, the day of, I got to watch X-Men. So that was a plus.
The 90s cartoon?
Yeah.
Would you say it was a Disney Plus?
Was that the copyright infringement?
You're done. You're done. No more.
All right.
Yeah, no, I had no problems either. Like, I saw hashtag Disney Plus fail, like, trending. And I, like, signed. I was like, oh, man. All right, well, let me see. Signed in. All right, seems to be working. Mandalorian play.
Exactly what happened to me. I was like, I didn't watch it until like 11 at night because I didn't realize that it was coming out that day. And I was like, oh, shit, let me just go do this right now. And I like there was no doubt in my mind that it would work. Like it just worked. So what happened?
So for us, it was similar to Lexi. Me and my wife turned on Disney Plus. You know, I'm on the free trial, so maybe I don't get the priority, you know.
Oh, see, I'm on that 3-year plan.
Yeah, you got you're hooked.
You got 3 years?
I got 3 years. They did a thing
I got
where
that 1-year plan. And
you
I
can get 3 years for like $140.
Stop, what?
Yeah, it was the founder's package.
I got into the founder's circle, but I only got 1 year. I didn't know there was a 3-year.
Suck it.
So, Emma, wait, let's go around the room. Really quickly. What are you watching it on? What are you watching Disney Plus on, Emma?
I think it's only on the computer right now, isn't it?
No, negative. I have that app right
now. Oh, is there an iPhone app?
Yeah. iPhone app? And so
for Xbox.
Phones?
The Xbox one wasn't up when I tried to watch it. It wasn't up yet. Because I watched it the day it released, and the Xbox app wasn't
so
up yet.
So you're watching it on your phone?
According to the website, it's like mobile apps, the website, Xbox, PlayStation, Apple TV, Chromecast, Fire Stick, and Roku.
So I was trying to watch it on the Fire Stick. What were you watching on, Lexi?
Xbox. But I also had it on my laptop. We didn't try that.
When was it?
I tried
just a few hours ago.
Oh, because I just watched it on my computer like the day
I haven't tried my app for it, but I know when I watched X-Men, it was on my app.
We launched the
show. Why not just
show?
Watch it on your computer? I mean, I know you're watching it on the TV. Why a phone over your computer?
Well, I was trying to watch it on the Xbox app that they have for it, and it didn't work.
I gotta watch this on TV, man, because I don't know. I was just really stoked on this. I was even in Oblivion today at Oblivion Comics, and two guys came in, and they were pretty loud. And they're like, so, did you watch that Mandalorian? And started getting into it. I was like, bros, not everybody in here has seen it. Chill on the spoilers. Whisper. So I was really excited. I come here.
But Web and I have seen it.
So we're going to spoil the
shit. No spoilers.
So at the end of the episode.
No.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, but the end of the episode.
No, but the end of the episode, though.
Hold on.
Crazy.
So
I heard it was good.
We
but...
turn it on, and we start watching it, and I got enough of it to tell, like, how great of quality this
Hell
was.
Hell, yeah.
But then the planet they were on was, like, kind of purpley, and from scene to scene, the white balance was kind of changing.
That's weird.
That's where I was like, I don't even think this is a Disney Plus thing. Is my TV dying? And I asked Elizabeth, has this happened to you before? No. We keep watching it, and then we got ourselves convinced. Maybe it's like something with the planet, and it's part of the plot. You know, later on, you know, maybe it just has these solar flares that changes the colors of things.
It's like Game of Thrones. If you just had a better TV, then you wouldn't have been able to see it, Corey.
Honestly, I did the same thing when I tried to watch Jack Ryan for the first time, and it was like there's no sound. But the way the episode starts, it's subtitled because they're not speaking English. and it ends up being like a big explosion. I was like, oh, this was an interesting directorial choice. There's no sound. And then it just, so I watched the first 5 minutes with in complete silence. And then it finally gets to like
artsy.
US.
She would think that. She'd be like, man, I really like how the director really used the dichotomy of sound.
The attack steals their voices. You know, you can't. And like, I watched the whole first 5 minutes, and then it gets to like, they're back in the U.S. and you actually see John Krasinski, and I was like, wait, there's still no sound. This isn't right.
Dang. That's also a really good show. I love that Jack Ryan show.
I haven't watched it since. I've never watched it because I couldn't watch it the first time.
Watch it. It's good.
So it ended up doing that. So I wanted to see if I could fix it. So I backed out of the episode, closed the app, reopened it. Actually, I was going to another app just to make sure it wasn't doing it on like Netflix too, and it wasn't. Yeah. So I go back to Disney Plus, and I click on it, and now it just is a white plain screen. And all you hear is the audio from the episode.
Oh, yeah.
See, I didn't get that.
No. So then I started thinking, maybe they're in the snow.
Maybe
now.
They're in the snow.
Then I rewinded back to a previous part, and they weren't. No, so it really started screwing up. So I watched an episode of Even Stevens instead.
That's so funny. That's I love it.
Oh, yeah. My boy Shia.
So, that's funny. Mandalorian, spoiler free. I think it's good. I like it. I was reading an article about it. And maybe the article kind of influenced my view on it, but the article was talking about how it was very Clint Eastwood-esque Western style.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely just a Star Wars Western.
Yeah, it's basically, it's Star Wars Western, which watching it, I was like, yeah, I could see that.
It's bounties and stuff.
Yeah, it's good. I really liked it. I was just like, I knew Disney Plus was going to be cool, but I didn't know how cool it was going to be.
It's pretty cool.
And I just, for like 5 minutes, I was just sitting there, I was like, oh my god, this is on it?
Yes.
And this is on it? Same. And this is on it?
Web's like, all the Star Wars shit is on Disney Plus. I'm like, where were you a year ago when we were talking about this?
I didn't realize how much was going to be on
it. I agree, because I see a lot of social media posts like, oh, they're going to have Mighty Ducks. Oh, they're bringing back, you know, Hocus Pocus. But then when you actually see all these things together and you're like, scrolling through, I was like, Disney made a lot of good shit.
Yeah.
We're still talking about The Mandalorian? I can still talk
about Mandalorian, please.
Mandalorian. So I went into this not really giving a shit other than the fact that, like, I like Star Wars. I really, really like Star Wars. So I'm going to watch this. But, like, when I think Mandalorian, I think Boba Fett, and I don't give a fuck about Boba Fett. Boba Fett.
You never played the Knights of the Old Republic games, did you?
I played some of the first one. I don't remember much of it.
The Mandalorian's but, like, the best part.
So... When I think of Boba Fett, I think overrated character.
Okay.
People love him for no reason. He's the Captain Phasma of the original trilogy.
He looks cool, yeah.
That's literally the only reason everybody cared about him. Yeah. He has like 12 minutes of screen time across
three
movies.
What about Jango Fett, though?
I care even less about that little
shit. He got decapitated.
So,
but he had more lines in it than Boba did.
He did. So I went into this like not really caring. I was like, I really like Pedro Pascal. I really like Star Wars. So I'm going to watch this. It is very enjoyable. It is very good. Like, I'm actually interested in the Mandalorians as a people. Like, after one episode, it's really good. I was very upset to find out I couldn't binge watch it because Disney Plus doesn't like happiness.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
So you get one episode when it came out. You get another one this Friday, and then it's weekly every Friday.
Ooh. Yeah,
but you know what? That's smart on their part because Netflix gives you the binge. And they're smart about, like, okay, well, we'll just feed it to you.
Well, here's the
and
deal.
And then you'll keep coming back.
There's another layer to that from a marketing standpoint because, think, Disney's a new product, and we react based off of our habits.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go through and binge The Mandalorian, that's all we were there for, we're going straight back to Netflix.
Yep.
True.
This, for at least the next 8 weeks, once a week, we're going to have to go to this app, and they'll have 8 more opportunities.
And they're doing the
us.
Same thing with all the Marvel shows, too. Yeah. It's going to be one at a time. So, that's smart on them.
Just because they're new, and then I'm sure maybe after they get proven
so I
sales,
saw that
profitable, next year they'll binge them to us.
Yeah, I saw that The Runaways is on Disney Plus, which I thought was interesting. Like, that it's not on Hulu. I get it's on Hulu, but like the fact that it's also on Disney Plus was weird. But
well, Disney owns Hulu.
I'm aware, but why wouldn't they just make you get Hulu?
I think
like,
they
you
might
can,
like
you can bundle
phase
all of them, so it'd be
eventually.
In their best interest to just keep it on Hulu. And they're like, if you want to watch this one, you go to Hulu.
I feel like Disney's just gonna phase out Hulu. It's like grand scheme plan.
But like, no, I think they're gonna keep Hulu because they want Disney Plus to be family friendly, and all of their not family friendly stuff is gonna go to Hulu.
That's true.
And they have to negotiate with the networks who compete with a lot of the other Disney stuff. Yes. So I think
that's
but
true.
Seeing The Runaways on Disney Plus gave me hope, as I've never dared to hope before, that they will bring back Cloak and Dagger.
They could.
Please,
they could,
yeah.
Please, Disney Plus,
I would
please
love for them, please, just to save Cloak and revamp Dagger and throw them in with the Daredevil universe they created on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I think they should have
We've talked a lot about that, though. Like, they, there's a lot of legal issues there. Because they don't own those characters anymore.
You know, we
at least
got,
not for the next
we
two
got
years.
Spider-Man in the MCU. I'm a believer that anything is possible.
That is true.
When there's enough money in it.
And we have X-Men now.
CM
in the MCU.
Punk just came back to the WWE, so anything could happen.
No,
Fantastic
is.
Four.
Anything more on Disney Plus that caught your guys'
eye? They did say that, 10 million subscribers in their first launch day. What they didn't say was how many of those were the free Verizon ones.
Always have to look at the jaded part.
I'm on the free trial thing right now too. 7 days. I know I'm gonna do it, but I'm confused on how to link it to the Hulu stuff.
That's a package. You have to
buy
a
package. That's the package.
Maybe I gotta upgrade.
And it's like $13 if you get the ad version of Hulu.
So it's $13 and you get a Disney Plus, Hulu ad supported, and then ESPN Plus.
Ooh, ESPN. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Disney owns ESPN as well.
Yeah.
They own everything.
They own the world.
I just did the Disney Plus, the $6.99 package, because I don't like ads. So
can you only get a package if you have the ads? Is there not a more expensive package that has no ads?
It's only ad supported.
What about
Why?
That Jeff Goldblum TV show?
I want to watch that.
I'm excited
so
about that.
Bad.
I love him.
I can't wait.
So far I've watched. I got really excited the first day I had it, and I didn't watch a whole. Besides The Mandalorian, I kept bouncing between starting different things. So I started watching Star Wars: A New Hope. And I bounced out of that, and I started watching something else, and then I started watching Clone Wars.
You're just going through the all
movie.
The Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, so I would start going through this. Oh, no. I started watching Age of Ultron, and I stopped, and then I started watching...
Of all the ones to choose.
I don't know. I don't know why I picked that one. I haven't seen this one in a while. And then I watched the prequel, the Attack of the Clones, because... I hadn't seen that in a while, and I effed the first one because the first one's dumb. The second one, though, you get
it just
sand.
Wasn't for you, David.
I know.
Did you see the, speaking of A New Hope, did you see the, that there's already a parody account that people are confusing for the real account on Twitter?
No.
There's a Twitter account called @GetDisneyPlus, and it's already got a few people, and the one I saw was like somebody tweeted @GetDisneyPlus, and they were like, why, you know, I'm having problems, why can't I access Star Wars A New Hope? And they replied back, and they sound very businesslike. And it was something they said. They said something along the lines of like, "Oh, you must not have been aware, like, due to whatever, like, all of our Star Wars content is unavailable to our male subscribers." Like, ooh. They were just like, "You can't watch it." Because, and then people got so angry, and there were comments like, "I'm canceling my subscription." Like, "You don't talk this way to your customers." I was like, "Are you people fucking stupid?"
You always gotta check for that check mark.
Yep.
Counts.
Hilarious.
So, last segment before we wrap this thing up, Corey's Comic Book Corner presented by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee, which I went there today. And bad news, everybody. You cannot get the VGB Sunrise anymore. It is off the menu. But great news. My favorite drink is back on the menu. Actually, it's the first time. It's the VGB PB PNB. That's what it
Ooh,
is. The VGB PNB. Neil named it, so you guys can all go yell at him. But remember the drink that they had us demo, that peanut butter drink?
When did you put glasses on?
I put on glasses for Corey's Comic Book Corner. You didn't know
okay,
that?
Okay, no, sorry. No. Freaked me out. Dude. Sorry, as you were. VGB P&B, go.
The VGB P&B, go get it. It's the drink we test drove.
Oh, the peanut butter latte?
Peanut butter mocha thing. That oh, my God, good. It's so good. Do yourselves a favor, stop, get there. And then I dropped off a big old stack of VGB stickers as well. So if you buy the drink as a special promo, you can get a free VGB sticker. These are the high quality ones too, people. And it may feature some of your favorite VGB cast members like David Webb, Emma Skies, or Corey.
So Pocket in chat asks, is it good if I don't like coffee? I will straight up say I hate coffee. I went to do some product photos for our Instagram account, and my God, I chugged a latte and a mocha, and they were so good. And I hate coffee. And I pounded two of those in like 20 minutes.
Oh,
jeez,
wow.
That's not healthy.
You were wired.
I was wired.
But this week's comic is X-Men 2. So we're continuing on with the Hickman run of the X-Men. Curtis and I go more in depth on these. We do them on our Twitch. So if you check in here, you can see us go live with the Krakoa cast. It was confusing. I'll say that. It's still if you know anything about this Hickman run, it's been really incredibly great up until they started the X-Men run, and now we're trying to get our footing on a new plot with new characters, and there's a lot of spin-offs happening too. So like in the first one here, they drop a freaking huge bombshell before the comic even starts on a comic I haven't read yet. So I'm like, oh shit, what do I gotta do? It's very X-Men-y, in my opinion. You get a better look at Cyclops and his kids, and they go on a little adventure. The island of Krakoa is starting to move. There's a lot of unexplained stuff, and they have to go explore a new island. It's pretty funny in parts. It's a little heartwarming family tale. I'm just really along for the ride at this point on this one. So pick it up. Put it on your reserve list. They're gearing up for something big. You can just tell. And Oblivion Comics and Coffee. That's it. David Webb, it's been good to have you back, man, in the gaming world.
It's good
in
to
the
be
gamerverse.
Back. Pretty excited to play that game.
I'm sorry we corrupted world. You. You were back and pure, and then all of a sudden you're right back where you left off.
I know. That's fine. I get a week to detox.
Now that you're back, you know, playing games, is the streams coming back?
Yeah. Too much pressure. I just like playing games. I want to entertain somebody.
I like this new David, man. He's chill. Emma Skies, I expect we're going to be seeing a lot more Death Stranding
See,
streams.
That's the thing. You know what comes out tomorrow?
No.
Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh, snap. Is that on Xbox Game Pass?
I doubt it. I don't think so. Bummer. So I got to figure out how to balance my time because I really want to play Fallen Order, but I really don't want to put down Death Stranding.
And you still
and I'm still in the middle
Outer
of Outer Worlds.
What?
It's just, there's too much right now.
Too much content.
I can't deal.
All right. Well, they could watch it all unfold on twitch.tv/EmmaSkies. You let people know what's going on Twitter and your Instagram, which hit 10K followers. And you can do the cool little swipe up feature. So if you go to the stories.
I love how much you're like using that.
I use
like,
it all the time.
You use it. You're like, swipe up. You can swipe up. You go back to the profile. But you can swipe up now.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's so good. It's they should need to give it to everybody. Let's see. Lexi, what about you? You got those streams coming up?
I'm trying hard, yeah.
All right.
It's been a bummer because I just need some technical difficulties that has been going on, but I'm gonna try.
Well, you come here and people get to see you on twitch.tv on the Video Game Bang channel. If you guys enjoyed the show, please follow us on all of the social medias. We have the Twitters, we have the Facebook, which is actually pretty active because we have a social media guy who just combs the internet for the dankest memes. So follow it if you want updates on content and news on our channel there. And listen to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. Rate us 5 stars so more people find the show. And next Monday at Oblivion Comics and Coffee in the evening, you can meet VGB as we do our trivia night at Oblivion, where the theme this week is DC Comics. If you want to start preparing, if you want to start studying, you can go out there and hang out. And then lastly, but definitely not leastly, next month, December, on the 8th, we're going to be at the Sack Gamers Expo, baby. We're going to have a panel. We're going to have a booth.
We'll have Sack Gamers Expo.
What did I say?
You said Sexpo.
Oh, sorry.
That means
Freudian that means slip.
You haven't had to deal with it yet, but he makes that joke about 7,000 really? Times every year.
Now he's used to it, and that's why he's
that's why Webb and I are just like on our, like,
The Sack Gamers Expo. Sorry. You know, we had Joey last week, who's also going to be a guest there. We're very excited about the Sack Gamers Expo. So come hang out and win some cool table prizes. But that's our show. Thank you guys so much for listening. For Emma Skies, David Webb, Lexi, my name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.